Century of Progress? Thomas Hart Benton's Indiana Murals on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. Thomas Hart Benton's Indiana Murals are a series of panels that provide an impressive primer in Indiana history. They're housed in three separate locations on the campus of Indiana University in Bloomington. Benton was commissioned in 1932 to decorate the Indiana Hall at the Century of Progress exhibition at the 1933 Chicago World's Fair. The Missouri native, who'd been trained in Chicago and Paris, was a leading mural painter of nationalist themes. The Indiana murals depicted both the cultural and industrial history of the state. Benton covered 2,600 square feet of canvas with scenes from the Mound Builders to the French settlers to abolitionists and women's rights advocates. The choice of a non-Hoosier artist was only the beginning of the furor that surrounded the murals. Some considered Benton's realistic style vulgar and his frank treatment of Indiana's history offensive. Nonetheless, the mural was largely well received by critics and fairgoers from around the country and put Benton on the cover of Time magazine in 1934. After the Indiana mural was dismantled, its panels languished in a horse barn until 1938, when they were made an official gift from the state to Indiana University. They were installed in the newly built auditorium and two adjacent buildings in 1941. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.